Good evening. This is Nigel Pettijohn Stinkwell, and thank you for tuning in to my exclusive interview with Logan Whitehurst, president and founder of the Junior Science Club, quite possibly one of the most popular American musical groups of the past decade to claim a plastic lawn snowman as a member. Tonight, we ask about his recent hiatus from the musical scene, over which he has deliberately not produced any songs whatsoever. So, Logan, what have you been up to for the past 2 years?
Well, I guess...
Let me put it another way. What have you told everyone you've been up to?
Well, I told everybody I had brain cancer.
Brain cancer?
Yes.
Might I inquire as to why?
Well, I figured in 2003, I made a really huge album with a whole bunch of friends.
Goodbye, my full track on Pandaside Records.
Yeah. And it was getting all kinds of attention, like major labels, I think Sony, Interscope, you know, Def Jam, they were all sending me, like, fruit baskets and stuff, and it was, like, getting all kinds of play on the Dr. Demento show, and Avril Lavigne was calling me, and she wanted to do a cover. Basically, it was just too much too fast, you know? So I figured I'd better go into hiding.
So you were simply overwhelmed by what you saw as too much attention.
Yeah, I mean, it was great at first, you know, with the fruit baskets, but then I started seeing my picture in the tabloids, and they were making up all kinds of things, like the headline said, Logan loses 80 pounds on some crazy diet and slaps a policeman, or Vanilla storms out of the recording studio and, like, slaps two policemen, and is this the end of the Junior Science Club?
If I could just interrupt, Vanilla is a reference to your musical sidekick, Vanilla the Plastic Snowman?
Yeah, it was just too much. I mean, I'd had enough, Vanilla'd had enough. We were like, we've had enough. Let's make up some phony medical trauma like brain cancer, and then we can just kind of disappear for a while.
So the whole thing was simply a ruse concocted merely to conceal the fact that you had intentionally disappeared from the music business?
Right. We were just kidding about that brain thing.
Yeah, I'm sure we're all glad for that.
Yeah.
So, to where exactly did you disappear?
The moon, actually.
The moon.
Yeah, we figured we could just kind of lay low, check our email, you know.
Certainly, traveling all the way to the Earth's moon to find safe haven from Avril Lavigne seems rather excessive, I must say.
It was Vanilla's idea. It wasn't that bad, really. I mean, we had food, air, water, wireless internet.
And how did you get there and back safely? I mean, not to sound skeptical,
but... Say, what's that over there?
Where? I don't see anything. What?
I thought it was something, but I guess not.
Yes, quite. We shall have to replace that window, though.
What was the question?
I believe it was, how did you get to the moon in a safe manner?
Yeah, we didn't really go to the moon. We just kind of, actually, we just stayed home, ordered out for pizza and stuff. Basically, I'm just really lazy, and I figured I'd already made 6 albums with the Junior Science Club, and I needed some me time.
Ah, and what was Vanilla's position on this?
Vanilla's just a lawn ornament. I mean, he doesn't really have an opinion, really.
Hmm, fascinating. So, he didn't actually get the letters I sent?
No.
Only because they were rather private in nature, you see.
Yeah, I know.
Well, hold on just a moment. Will there be any more music from the Junior Science Club? Forthcoming compositions, perhaps?
Yeah, I've kind of gotten a little out of practice, but I think I should be able to put something together soon.
Any samples, demonstrations, songs in progress?
Sure, you want me to play something?
Yeah, please.
All right, let's see. Okay.
Once upon a time, there was an earthworm, and it did some stuff.
Well, thank you for for that. I'm sure we're all now anticipating a rousing musical comeback for the Junior Science Club in the near future.
Yeah, that one probably isn't.
Let me just thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Sure.
That was Logan Whitehurst of Logan Whitehurst and the Junior Science Club. Join us next week when we attempt to interview, for the very first time, Vanilla, the plastic snowman. Good night.